Hello.
Hi Emrah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good night for you, I think. You are calling from LA.
I'm Prasad here.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you. So Imra, as discussed yesterday, I'm currently conducting a study related to a low carbon aluminium, and found that you are one of the expert in that field. So I contacted you and I had few questions related to the low carbon aluminium basic information. So firstly,
Sorry, just a very small question. You want to talk about the primary side or value added product side, which means the wire rod, the billet or slab side? Because on the market, many people are talking, the different, point for the primary and the value added side. What is the target?
Actually, it is a mix of both. I have also considered the value-added products such as flat roll, casting, extrusion, forging, rod and bar in my study. And also, I want to discuss about the primary aluminium, the virgin, or we can say.
Please, you can go on.
Firstly, I have defined low carbon aluminium as the aluminium produced with low carbon footprint, which are less than 4 tons of CO2 equivalent per ton of aluminium.
Yes, this is true. The 4 tons of carbon dioxide now is the very well known target on the market for low carbon alloy definition.
So in this like in production of low carbon aluminium, carbon dioxide is emitted at various steps, like in smelter, while mining, bauxite mining, or conversion into alumina. What are the steps taken by the manufacturers to reduce the carbon emissions and make it a low carbon aluminium?
So for primary side, first of all, what kind of electricity sources you are using? For instance, if you use hydroelectric, which is coming from the dam, the water, the water power, the carbon dioxide emission will be the lowest one. If you go to the gas electricity, gas sources, especially for the Middle East, like the EGA, Alba, Maden Aluminium, they are using the gas system to produce the electricity. The carbon dioxide limit is too high. That's why, first of all, you have to reduce or you have to change the source of electricity production. This is the first point. The second point, on the electrolysis cell, there are many different technology on the market for producing the liquid metal. This is the second point. You can go some very high technology anode, the product. For instance, hydroaluminium produce or they developed the Reduxa technology. Now this is also the brand of hydroaluminium, and they are trying to reduce the carbon dioxide emission on the electrolysis cell as well. This is the electrolysis side. When we back to the alumina production, this is also the same, but on that technology I have very limited information how to reduce the carbon dioxide, but mainly the carbon dioxide emission comes from the electrolysis side, which means electricity production, electricity sources, and the anode technology. And the all primary producers should concentrate for these two points.
And I have also analyzed the similar thing, like use of renewable energy, then use of inert anode, then I can say use of hydrogen energy. We can say green hydrogen. Yes, and CCS, carbon capture and storage. That is also one technology which is for example, the Norsk Hydro. They are trying to implement this technology, carbon capture and storage.
You mean the hydrogen, I mean to use the hydrogen power, right?
CCS is what they do. They capture the carbon emitted from the source and they store it or utilize it for other purposes.
Oh, okay, understood.
They don't
Because
emit
also
it.
I, yeah, okay, understood, understood.
Yes, yes, yes. So these are the technologies. Also, I want to know, in recycling of aluminium,
Yes.
I have realized that around as energy source is reduced, so the emissions also get reduced to 0.5 tons to 2.5 tons per ton of aluminium.
Okay, but you mean the recycle process, right?
Yes, the recycled process.
But the recycling process starts after the primary production site,
Yes,
right?
yes, yes, yes.
Especially for the value added the product, right? So on that purposes now, especially the car makers, the big automotive companies like the BMW, the Volkswagen, the Ford, for instance, they are pushing the aluminum supplier to use the recycled metals, which is called post-consumable scrap, especially for instance for the production of the bilet. I mean, even for instance, let's assume that you are the rutile aluminum or hydro aluminum, you are producing the billet, and the car maker says, please use the 30%, for instance, liquid metal from the primary site, and 50% post-consumable scrap, and 20%, let's say, pre-consumable scrap, consumer scrap. And on that case, the carbon also footprint of billet will be very less than the 100% primary production. This is also
Yes,
another
got it.
topic many companies are talking about on this frame.
So can I categorize recycled aluminium as a low carbon aluminium?
Yes, and especially for the post-consumable scrap. I mean, this is the lowest the carbon footprint the material on the market now. And we
Yes,
can categorize into the two main points, the post-consumable scrap and pre-consumable scrap.
correct. So we can only so the carbon emissions for pre-consumable scraps are high, or they are also limited or less than 4 tons per annum.
This is higher, I mean, but I don't know the number. Sorry, I don't remember now the number just at so. And but the target, just last week I was on the meeting with the automotive company. Also they told me the meeting was about the billet production for the extrusion purposes. They told me you should use the 50% post-consumable scrap for catching the correct carbon footprint on the billet side. And also they are targeting 4 kilograms carbon dioxide or 4.5, something like that. But they are saying the only way to catch this kind of low value carbon footprint to use, I mean, for using the post-consumable scrap. This is the only way. I mean, they told me also.
Yes. And I have also analyzed the market for low carbon aluminium. So basically what I have done, like I'll tell you my analysis, how I have done the analysis. So currently in 2020, for 2021, the total aluminium production was around 106 million tons, including recycled and primary aluminium.
But also including the China sites, right?
Yes, yes, China. Yes. So
100 million. Can you tell me again the number?
106 million tons.
Wow, very big numbers.
Yes. So from that, around 37 million tons was from the recycled aluminium.
30 to 40. Okay.
Means recycled, including post-consumer and pre-consumer scrap.
And can you distinguish also the percentage post and pre from this number? For instance,
just a second. I'll do it. Around 15 million was pre-consumer scrap, and remaining 21 was post-consumer.
Okay.
Yes. So I have considered that, yes, and amongst the primary aluminium, which comes to around, if we subtract total minus recycled, primary aluminium production was around 69 million tons. So 69 million tons, so amongst which around 33% was from renewable sources. So I came to an analysis that primary aluminium produced from renewable is around 23 million tons.
Okay, can we say for the renewable sources, this is like the solar power, I mean,
yes,
the other
mainly hydro, majorly hydro, around 30% was hydro, and the remaining 3% were distributed among solar and wind. Wind is very few, solar is intermediate.
They have a brand name, which is called Reduxite, as far as I remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I then sum up the aluminium produced from the renewable energy and the recycled aluminium. So I arrived at around 60 million tons of low carbon aluminium demand.
This is also a very big number. So I don't know how the market compensates this number for future.
Yes. Yeah, the same I wanted to means I wanted to verify it from your side, like how are your views on this analysis?
So again, President, I missed the point.
Yes, I wanted to verify it from your side, like how this number sounds. Does it sound very high, or it should be less than what I have considered?
Yeah, I mean, actually, for instance, I was not expecting the demand of the low carbon footprint alloy. I mean, this kind of the million tons, 50, 40 million. This is very high. I mean, just I'm a little bit scary how to the market, I mean, as I told you, to compensate or the produce this, the tonnage. I mean, because it will also affect the cost of the primary aluminum cost and also the recycled or scrap material cost of the market. I mean, because if there is a high demand on the market, I mean, in the end, the price also will go up. So we will jump somewhere. But I know that all the primary, big primary producers like Hydro Rusal, Alba, EGA, Fair, Rio Tinto, I mean, now they are also making an investment for especially for the recycled metal processing factories. So I mean, they will start to operate maybe the following 2-3 years. On that case, the market maybe we will find this kind of number. But actually, I read many articles regarding the demand of or request for kind of low carbon footprint, the metal rates on the market. But there are many numbers for the following 10 years, but no one is talking about how to produce this kind of the metals or how to produce the alloys or the primary or the value-added products. So, but I know, as I told you, Rio Tinto, last year they opened a factory. The Alcoa, well, there is something. Hydro opened. Now also they are acquiring some companies in Europe to increase the recycled processing site. So I know Rusal is doing something from the Sweden part, Sweden company, the Kubal. But I mean, we need some realistic numbers regarding the primary producers, the targets or their project frame. So
yes,
we will find a way, I think, and of course the market will find a way. I mean, maybe we can now on the market pre and post consumer grade, maybe we can create one more the difference. Different material name to feed up the market. So I don't know. We will see. So
okay. And if we, I have one more question. Like for a single plant, let's consider one plant in Europe or North America. If I am supplying the hydro energy to that plant. So is it operated only on the hydro energy, or for backup they sometimes use also gas-fired, coal-fired energy sources?
Normally the hydropower, we need a hydropower, I mean.
Okay.
But also, as far as I know, today, I mean, the investment of the power, the hydropower, also higher than the gas side, but I have to check. Maybe also you can check. So, as I understood from your question. So.
Also, I have, as mentioned earlier, I have also considered the value-added products like flat rolled, casting, extrusion, forged, rod and bar, and others. Among these, do you think I have missed anything, like any major product?
I mean, extrusion and the flat roll side is the highest of the products on the market for the application, for use of for the construction industry, for automotive industry, for train, aircraft, space, and after that, the wire rod. And the PFA, primary foundry alloys, comes maybe third and the fourth, I mean, on the rank of the material usage. So, and comparing with the flat roll and the extrusion side, extrusion process produce the less carbon footprint, the value, because on the rolling side, I mean, there are many steps for going to the final step, final the product, like a foil, for instance, or any other sheet process, sheet production, because there are many rolling steps, many annealing heat treatment steps. But for the extrusion, we are just preheating the billet, and then in the end, we are making the final heat treatment. That's it. So that's why the low carbon footprint number, less than the flat side. So, wire rod production, this is also the lowest one. I mean, the wire rod, after getting the wire rod, the cable factory is producing some cables by using the aluminum wire rods. So on this, they are also producing very very low the carbon footprint, because there is no any heat treatment process. Even for the drawing process, we are not using any heat source. That's why their carbon footprint number very low. For the PFA site, after getting the PFA ingot, you have to remelt again. This is another the carbon dioxide emission sources because of the melting process. This is also quite higher than the others. But I don't have any the carbon footprint numbers. I mean, to make a comparison between these four the related product sites. So maybe you have, I mean, which
I'm just checking. I've not checked it for the value-added products, but I will definitely check the carbon emissions for those value-added products. So if you want to give shares for these products, so extrusion would rank one, then flat roll, then wire on ropes, and then you are saying that PFA,
yeah, primary fund alloys. This is the high silicon, sometimes a little bit copper, magnesium, the pre-alloyed ingot.
Okay. So if you want to give share to the extrusion and flat roll, so what would be the estimated share you would suggest?
You mean the carbon footprint level for the flat roll and the extrusion?
Market share, the demand share, we can say, for extrusion and flat roll.
I mean, you are asking the quantity, or I don't understand the question.
Yes,
so what kind of information you need?
Quantity, the demand for extrusion or the production of extrusion. Share of that amongst all other products.
I just know the Turkey, I mean, the market numbers, and actually I don't have any statistical data for the Europe or for the other, I mean, the part of the world. So, but maybe I can find from somewhere, and I have some the PowerPoint or slides, PDF slides. If you accept, I can share with you. So also you can check.
That would be very great, actually. That would help me.
Yeah. Okay. Just send me your email, Paday. I mean, from LinkedIn, and I can send you by email.
Yes.
It will be perfect.
Yes, definitely. I'll share an email with you.
Okay. Thank you. And also, please share your data. I mean, because really also
yes.
Very
definitely.
Fantastic
once
number.
Once I complete this study, I'll definitely share the all important pointers with you.
Thank you.
What I've found or what I've analyzed it.
And also let's keep in touch, because also whenever I get anything, and I will direct the forward to you from the market. So because sometimes I am getting some PDF report, some slides from somewhere, and I will definitely share with you.
Yes. That would be really great. We will be in touch, and we will definitely share each other's knowledge and help each other in understanding the market.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll share an email.
Okay, please. Okay. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.